I am here in studio, and we're here with State Rep from the Cape, Dylan Fernandes. Thank you so much for joining us today.
It's a pleasure to join you. I've heard amazing things.
Oh, well, I'm so delighted to hear that. I hope you don't hate me at the end of this interview.
No chance.
You're a first time. I know we've spoken on the phone, I think, once or twice over the past couple of years, but this is the first time in studio, and that is for a very special, significant reason. You have just announced that you are a candidate for...
I'm a candidate for state senate in the Plymouth and Barnstable district. I just announced last week, and this is a really exciting race. Looking forward to getting out and talking to people across the district about their cares and concerns and how I can help.
That's right, and this is the seat that's currently held by State Senator Sue Moran. She's not going to run for re-election. She's running for Superior Court, I believe, in Barnstable County.
That's true. Yeah. And so this was, a surprise announcement that Sue was leaving, but an exciting opportunity to keep doing the work I've been doing. Been a state legislator now for 6 years, really focused on environmental issues, attainable housing, substance misuse and mental health issues, and really looking forward to getting out in the community and hearing the other things that people want to talk about, what's on people's minds and how we can best serve them.
Right, and if people are not familiar with this district, it did change the last time during redistricting. On this side of the canal, it's Kingston, Pembroke, Plymouth, and Plimpton. And on the Cape side, Bourne, Falmouth, Mashpee, and Sandwich.
Correct.
Now, I think there is somewhat of a mindset about this side of the canal and that side of the canal. How are you getting to meet your South Shore people that you want to reach out to?
Well, I mean, look, I'm a big believer in meeting people where they are, running a grassroots campaign focused on people. We're going to be out knocking on doors. I've already made a lot of phone calls to people into Plymouth County, talk about the issues going on here. One thing that I've been focused on in my time in the legislature, because it was a huge issue on my side of the bridge, but also a huge one in Plymouth County, is holding Holtec accountable for what I look at as complete environmental and public safety negligence at Pilgrim Nuclear Power Plant. So I know that's a big issue. And look, I grew up in this district. This is my hometown district. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I was born here, raised here. I love it here. And can't think of a better Senate seat to be a part of and hopefully serve.
Now, when you got elected as a state rep, weren't you one of the youngest to get elected in the history of the state legislature? What, youngest or second youngest?
I was the second youngest at the time in the legislature. I got elected when I was 26. Now entering my mid-30s, got mm-hmm. a birthday coming up, actually. So, I think, bring... new energy to this, new perspectives, new ideas, but also at the same time, I've been doing the work. I think this is really about a result, getting results for people. I've passed 30 bills in my time in the legislature in a very short period of time, worked across the aisle with my colleagues. The Cape delegation is a very bipartisan group. We work together on bipartisan solutions that help the local community, and not afraid to be an independent voice and stand up for things I believe in. I actually voted for term limits on the longest serving speaker in the history of Massachusetts, one of only four or five Democrats to do that. So not afraid to buck my own party too and stand up
and maybe
for what
make
I believe
a few
in.
Enemies. That was pretty brave. As you mentioned, 30 of your bills have been signed into law. That's a pretty good record. What do you think the three or four that you're most proud of or want to share with our listeners?
Sure. Well, I passed the state's first legislation on ocean acidification. This is the biggest issue impacting our oceans. They're rapidly acidifying because they absorb 30% of the CO2 in the atmosphere. This is a big issue because it really hurts the marine environment. But just as importantly, perhaps more importantly for this district, it has a big impact on our shellfishing industry and mm-hmm. our fishing industry, which is a big industry here. And so, passed the first legislation on this. And we actually just announced last week, we got $1 million for the fishing industry across the district as well. So focusing on fishing issues. One of the first things I did in my time in the legislature, within my first year there, passed a bill through the House signing Massachusetts onto the Paris Climate Agreement, which we were pulled out of by that current presidential administration at the time. But we want to send a message that, you know, Massachusetts is a place that, that believes in global warming and wants to take action on it.
You know, it's interesting. When you brought up Holtec and the decommissioning of Pilgrim, that's probably one issue that unites people on the South Shore and the Cape almost more than anything. The other two issues I would think would be affordable housing, mm-hmm. because that's a constant concern, and transportation. What are your ideas about those?
Well, I have a lot of them. I mean, look, I'm a millennial, right? Mm-hmm. It is almost impossible for my generation to get a home in this economy. And it is incredibly, incredibly challenging. I myself have had to do, we call it the Cape Shuffle, where you stay in one place for the winter and then you have to scramble for another place mm-hmm. in the summer and then you go back and forth. And so I've experienced housing insecurity firsthand. I know how challenging it is. But also it's not just, you know, younger people looking to get starter homes. It's also our seniors who want to downsize but can't find any home in the market to do it because nothing is on the market right now. So these are profound challenges. I think one of the biggest issues in Massachusetts is just how profoundly unaffordable we are, not just for housing, but for so many issues for mm-hmm. middle and low income people. One thing I passed on this, by the way, is we had a bill with Senator Scheer on reforming the estate tax. Because we had the lowest estate tax threshold in the country, and that was really impacting middle class families in the district. And so we were able to bump that up from $1 million to $2 million to give people, middle class families, more of an exemption and save them money.
Mm-hmm. No, do you have any ideas specifically, maybe even a plan, an idea that you'd like to push forward as a state senator to help with affordable housing on the Cape?
Yeah, well, we have a number of bills, actually. One of the bills we have is a first-time homebuyer savings account that is completely tax-deductible savings account. One of the biggest issues, as people know who are trying to save for a home right now, is being able to put that 20% down mm-hmm. so you avoid mortgage tax that there is if you can't put the full 20% down, which is basically a payment directly to financial institutions. And so we want to help people save for that starter home. And then we're very supportive of the governor's housing bill. I think personally it meets the moment and having attainable housing for people. And look, you mentioned transportation as well. One of the biggest, you know, bridge project in the country is right here in the middle of this district. Mm-hmm. And so that is something we're going to be fighting for, to make sure that the state is doing everything we can to attract the federal funds to pay for the bridges. By the way, the feds own the bridges. They should be on the hook for the bridges. It's been a federal failure that we haven't gotten that money yet. And another thing we've been pushing too is about getting commuter rail down to this region. We have a bill on that, actually. Mm-hmm. And it's a bill that calls for the state to run commuter rail right now from Bourne up to Boston. The tracks are upgraded, they're ready, they're good to go. What we need now is the political will to make it happen.
Or the train to come back to Cordage Park there in Plymouth.
Yeah, exactly.
I've never understood why they couldn't get that moving again. What about for people that don't know you, what do you want them to know about you? This is like speed dating. It's speed political candidate. What do you want them to know about you?
Yeah, well, look, I'm a fourth generation resident of this district. My family came over here from the Azores. They settled as strawberry farmers in Falmouth. Life was never easy for them. My dad grew up in extreme poverty. He's one of eight brothers and sisters. They used to pour out bathwater once a day for all kids to bathe in. That's mm-hmm. how, you know, it's a level of poverty that is something I never experienced, and it's hard to even wrap my head around. But he was ambitious and he had drive. He started a small landscaping company, dropped out of high school to do it, worked to see it grow, and witnessed the reward of his hard work when I went off to college. First person to do so in a family of, you know, nine brothers and sisters, an opportunity my aunts and uncles and he never had. So the reason I got involved in politics, the reason I'm running for the seat, is to give back to the district, the community, the state, that has given me and my family so much, because I know how hard it is for people right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so let's say you get elected to this state Senate seat. And again, it's we're talking with Dylan Fernandes, and he's running for the Plymouth and Barnstable state Senate seat. If you could achieve, say, three things in office that you're going to go for, what would those three things, what should our listeners know you would be fighting for?
Yeah, the big three for me are, we talked about a couple of them, right? Housing. Mm-hmm. It is impossible to live, to find attainable housing. That is something that I'm going to be really laser focused on, mm-hmm. especially for the missing middle, because there's a lot of capital A affordable out there, and then there's a lot of really high-end homes on the market. But our middle-class people, the firefighters, teachers, people who work in our schools and the like, are having a really hard time finding a home. The other big issue, and look, I grew up, you know, I'm in my mid-30s, right? Like, I grew up during the height of the opioid and heroin epidemic. Mm-hmm. I've lost kids I went to school with. And so mental health and substance misuse issues are something that's, you know, really personal to me, and that's something I'm going to be really focused on. And the last one is, you know, climate and our environment, making sure that we have clean water, we have clean air, we're holding Holtec responsible for those things as well, and protecting our environment for generations to come.
Now, if people want to find out more about your candidacy for this office, do you have a website or Facebook page that they can check out to learn more about you?
Yeah, of course. So website is DylanFernandes.com. That's Fernandes with an S. And, you know, sign up. There's a place there to sign up for our newsletter. My cell phone is actually on the front page of that website. So feel free to give me a call, ask me any questions. Ultimately, we're going to be here to serve people and, you know, want to hear from people directly about what issues they care about, too, not just about what we're talking about.
And plus, we're going to put this interview up online, too, so people can listen to it. Before you go, tell me a fun fact about yourself that people don't know. It can be whatever you want, like you're a hula hoop champion or something.
I guess correctly.
I don't know.
Yeah, no, that's it. You nailed it. Big hula hooper. my biggest hobby is kite surfing. So I go out kite surfing all over this district. I actually go out in Plymouth a lot too, if the wind's out of the east there. So, that's my biggest hobby. I love it.
If people don't know exactly what the difference is between kite surfing and surfing, tell them what it is.
So kite surfing is
just how crazy it sounds.
Huge kite in the air. You have this like 11 mm-hmm. meter kite. 30 feet above you, and you're in what basically might be like a snowboard or a wakeboard, mm-hmm. and you're strapped in, and you're surfing waves. And I like to jump as high as I can, so that's what I go for. But you've probably seen these people far off at the beach, and you're thinking like how crazy these people
right.
are.
Right, they're so doing it for yeah. fun, right? Okay, let's get it. Well, again, your website and Facebook one more time.
Yeah, DylanFernandes.com, D-Y-L-A-N, like Bob Dylan. And Fernandes with an S. Sign up, learn more, hit me up, reach out. Would love to hear from people.
That's great. We appreciate you joining us today. We know we'll have you back. And again, it's the very beginning of the political season, because remember, it's next year, folks. Just so I don't get any calls about should they be out voting next year. And again, it's going to be an interesting race for the Plymouth and Barnstable seat. Again, Dylan Fernandes, thank you so much for joining us today.
Such an honor.
Thank you.
Thank you.